The Mole Lake Band already has what's known as treatment as a state authority. A controversial application from the Lac du Flambeau is pending, and recently the Bad River Band went ahead and applied for authorization to run the Water Quality Standards Program under the Federal Clean Water Act. The Bad River Reservation covers about 125,000 acres east of Ashland along Lake Superior. Tribal Operations Manager Ray DePerry says he's not criticizing how the Wisconsin DNR has administered the water program.
All I'm saying is that the Bad River Tribe has its opportunity to enforce and regulate and develop its regulations. We're going to work hand in hand with them, just as we have been in the past, and they're working with us.
DePerry says the Bad River has a Natural Resources Department and shares a building with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. He says he's not worried about setting up additional hurdles for businesses that want to locate on or near the reservation. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is fighting the Lac du Flambeau's application for treatment as a state authority. WMC spokesman Scott Manley says his group is still reviewing the Bad River application, but generally doesn't like the tribe's sharing control.
Our members need to operate under a condition where they have regulatory certainty. And by that I mean they need to know very clearly what the rules of the game are and be able to understand them so they know what's expected of them from a compliance standpoint.
The DNR is also opposing the Lac du Flambeau's application but hasn't weighed in on the Bad River's bid. The department notes there are fewer non-Indian property owners on the Bad River Reservation. The EPA says it's taking comments on the Bad River application through October 27th. 37 tribes in the U.S. have authority to run the Water Quality Standards Program. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.